With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Results from widespread COVID-19 testing in Toyoak are expected to be released Friday. In an address Tuesday, Ute Mountain Ute Chairman Emmanuel Hart said some results have already been returned, but the tribe will wait for the full set before announcing them. Over 1,200 people were tested over 2 days in Toyoak last week. Hart said it was thanks to a delivery of 2,000 kits from the state of Colorado. Colorado lawmakers are back to work after spending more than 2 months away during the pandemic. But as KSJD's Scott Franz reports, life inside the Capitol is very different than it was before.
As the session started, protesters in school buses honked their horns and circled the building to oppose almost $1 billion of cuts to the education budget. Lawmakers must cut $3.3 billion from the budget after the coronavirus led to job losses and business closures. They are also talking through face masks and the new plexiglass barriers between their desks. House Speaker Casey Becker said it would take some time getting used to all the changes.
But what I hope more than anything is that Coloradans can see us all working together, all working towards constructive solutions to help them and this state get back to work safely and get back to normalcy.
Lawmakers expect to be at the Capitol for about 3 weeks. They are already starting to kill several bills that do not deal with the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Scott Franz at the state Capitol.
This is KSJD News.